In the following segment, Radio Autonomía interviewed Lupe of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and Citlali of the Student Farm Worker Alliance. The interview was conducted in English and the responses were translated from Spanish to English. If you would like to learn more about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and the Student Farm Worker Alliance, you can find links to their website on radioautonomia.wordpress.org. So, can you introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about the work of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and the Student Farm Worker Alliance?
Se pueden, por favor, introducir y explicar un poquito del trabajo de la coalición, quién es la coalición, y luego, por mi lado, quién es el Student Farm Worker Alliance.
Bueno, pues, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Lupe y yo soy miembro de la Coalición de Trabajadores de Immokalee.
Well, hello, good afternoon. My name is Lupe, and I'm a member of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers.
Nosotros aquí en la organización de la coalición estamos por muchos años luchando para mejorar las condiciones de los trabajadores y, por supuesto, también los salarios.
Here at the Coalition for many years, we've been working to improve the conditions that workers face in the fields and also improve wages.
Durante muchos años, los trabajadores han enfrentado abusos en la labor por parte de contratistas, supervisores, trabajadores que han sido robados su salario por parte también de los mismos contratistas o supervisores y no han podido, pues, ellos reportar porque no hay un lugar en donde ellos pueden reclamar y que todos estos abusos no sigan pasando.
And so there's been a long history here in Immokalee of abuse on behalf of crew leaders who hire farm workers. These abuses take the form of, at times, violence, but also wage theft. And so for many years, we've been working here at the Coalition to put an end to these types of abuses.
Entonces, los trabajadores se empezaron a organizar para que esto cambiara, ¿verdad?, en la industria agrícola, en donde los derechos de los trabajadores sean respetados. Y eso es lo que hemos hecho por casi 20 años que la coalición empezó. Y pues hasta ahorita hemos estado logrando muchas victorias, pero por medio de protestas y que hacemos diferentes acciones para que los compradores se comprometan, ¿verdad?, a respetar los derechos de los trabajadores.
And so the coalition began to organize in order to make change and to engage in dialogue with these crew leaders to change the conditions that workers faced. And over the years, the coalition has organized many protests and different actions under what is known as the Campaign for Fair Food. The coalition has worked for many years to eradicate these type of systemic problems. And so we worked for many years under the Campaign for Fair Food and have waged a campaign to bring large corporate buyers to the table to do their part to improve conditions for workers. And as of that campaign, we've had many victories.
Entonces, eso es lo que hemos hecho por parte de la coalición. Hay muchos trabajadores que hoy en día, ¿verdad?, después de estos años han visto los cambios que se han logrado, pero no ha sido fácil para nosotros como organización traer a 11 corporaciones que ahora están comprometidas a respetar el derecho de los trabajadores.
And so that's the type of work that we've been doing for a long time. And because of these many victories, today workers are seeing real changes in not only the conditions that they face in the fields, but also in the quality of life.
Entonces, como hemos estado logrando todos estos cambios, pero como trabajadores muchas de las veces pensamos que esto que tenemos ahora es suficiente, pero vemos que todavía no hemos logrado tener todo lo que un trabajador debería de tener, como sí se ha logrado el respeto, sí se ha logrado tener un cambio en el sueldo o en el salario de los trabajadores, pero no es suficiente para tener o llevar una vida más digna.
And so while there have been many changes, we still have more work. There's still more work to be done from here. We're seeing that workers now have respect in the workplace. Their rights for the first time are being recognized and they're being implemented. But there's still a long way for us to go in order to really realize the full promise of a dignified life for the workers of Omakali.
And can you introduce yourself as well as tell us what the Student Farm Worker Alliance is?
Yes, so hi, my name is Ciclali Jeffers Pena, and I work with the Student Farm Worker Alliance. The Student Farm Worker Alliance is an organization that aims to promote the involvement of youth and of students in the campaign for fair food. The Student Farm Worker Alliance is also a group that works in close partnership with the Coalition of Omakali Workers and takes direction from the farm worker-led movement. And over throughout the history of the Student Farm Worker Alliance, we students and young people have played a really crucial role in the campaign for fair food, much like the experience of farm workers being objectified because of their labor. Often students are seen in the eyes of corporations as a passive generation whose only aim and purpose is to consume. And so students have come together and said that they are not mindless consumers, that they are people with and of conscience, and have come together to do their part to support and to be a part of this movement for economic justice. In the early days of the Student Farm Worker Alliance, students from across the country participated in one of the first corporate campaigns, the Taco Bell campaign. Students organized on their campuses to either break contracts that the university had with Taco Bell and literally boot the bell from their campuses. And that was one of the pivotal point in the campaign, in that first campaign, that was crucial to that, to the victory, that very first victory. And so Student Farm Worker Alliance is a national network that represents students in universities and high schools across the country.
Thank you. Great. Well, the coalition and its allies, like the Student Farm Worker Alliance, just completed a 200-mile march that ended in Lakeland, Florida, right, where the corporate headquarters of Publix is, right? And so I'd like just to provide a little more context for our listeners. Just some context to this march. What's kind of the history and significance of this march for the CIW and also for those of us who find ourselves outside of Immokalee?
Okay, bueno, pues para nosotros esta marcha tuvo una representación muy bonita porque también en el 2000 se hizo una marcha en donde se estaba buscando también un diálogo con los rancheros para que también, ¿verdad?, se pudiera tener un diálogo con ellos, hablar de los problemas que los trabajadores estaban enfrentando en aquel entonces. Los trabajadores estábamos buscando, pues, conversar con ellos y que se llegara a un acuerdo en donde los rancheros pudieran trabajar junto con la coalición para poder mejorar las condiciones de los trabajadores.
And so this march has a lot of significance for us in the history of the coalition, because 13 years ago in the year 2000, the coalition embarked on a similar march, and during that my coalition went from Fort Myers all the way to Orlando. And during that time, the coalition was seeking dialogue, not with necessarily a corporation, but at that time they were seeking dialogue with the growers. And they were hoping to enter into dialogue in order to, together with growers, change the conditions that workers were facing in the fields.
Y 13 años después, estábamos marchando 200 millas de Fort Myers a Lakeland para pedir a un supermercado que se una a la campaña por comida justa, porque ya el 90% de los rancheros ahora están participando con la coalición y estamos pidiendo que Publix se una a nuestra campaña para enforzar los derechos y también que el salario de los trabajadores aumente, que es lo que estamos pidiendo, un centavo más, y el respeto para el derecho de los trabajadores.
And so here we are 13 years later, and now we march to Lakeland. Lakeland, the headquarters of one of the biggest supermarkets here in the state of Florida, and a very big force in this, generally in the South. And today, as we are marching now, we continue to ask for dialogue with Publix, because today we have the support and the participation of 90% of Florida tomato growers. And so today we ask that Publix join the Fair Food Program and do their part to continue to make sure that workers' rights are enforced in the fields, to bring an increase in wages that had been stagnant for over 30 years, and also to be part of this new day in which the rights and the dignity of workers are being recognized and respected.
And what were some of the responses from communities that marched with you all these 200 miles, or also some of the responses from communities that you marched through, like that weren't walking with you? What was your experience with that?
Bueno, pues básicamente fuimos recibidos muy bien por parte de las comunidades a donde nosotros llegamos, especialmente personas de escuelas, universidades, gente de fe, también muchas personas cuando pasábamos por las calles como aplaudiendo. Cada vez que entrábamos a un condado, la gente nos recibía con mucho afecto, como muchos estaban parándose en la calle tomando videos, tomando fotos, muchos preguntando por qué estábamos marchando. Eso se ve que la comunidad está recibiéndonos bien, y que ellos quieren saber qué es lo que nosotros estamos haciendo.
So basically, as we marched through these different communities, we were received with open arms and open doors by universities, by schools, by community centers, and especially by communities of faith. Many churches opened their doors to us and were happy to receive us. In addition to that, when we marched through different towns, people stopped and they clapped and cheered us on. They took pictures of us. They were curious to know why we were marching. I would say that generally there was this overwhelmingly positive reception to march wherever we went throughout the state.
And the theme of the march was the March for Rights, Respect, and Fair Food. But there was also another theme of a new day, right? Talking about the experience of the coalition and or the experience of not only the coalition and its allies, but of workers, of farm workers, of experiencing a new day. And I was wondering if you can speak a little bit about what that looks like.
Sí, bueno, estamos como el tema muy importante, como dijiste, es el nuevo día. Para los trabajadores es un cambio radical que se ha dado, porque, por ejemplo, ahorita los trabajadores tienen derecho a tomar agua cuando ellos quieren, tienen derecho a sombra, porque sabemos que el calor aquí en la Florida es excesivo, tienen el derecho de quejarse sin miedo, sin temor a perder su trabajo.
And so you're correct that that part of one of the most important themes of the march was the theme of the new day. And so the new day for the farm workers is a day in which there are new rights such as the right to take a break and have a drink of water, the right to have shade at the workplace, because as many of you may know, to work Florida is it's very hot. The temperatures that farm workers labor under are very excessive, and the need for shade is so crucial for workers to be able to take a break, be in the shade, and drink water. In addition, they also now have the right to report any types of conflicts or make complaints without fear of losing their job, without fear of reprisal for making reports or complaints about conditions in the fields or conflicts with crew leaders.
Sabemos que estos derechos están establecidos por leyes del gobierno, pero muchas de las veces no llegan hasta nuestras comunidades, no llegan a las comunidades pobres, donde la mayoría son olvidados, donde la mayoría no les importa, bueno, a muchos no les importa lo que están pasando, lo único que quieren es tener una ganancia, Y entonces nosotros lo único que estamos haciendo con este programa es enforzando esos derechos, pero también se ha ganado el derecho a tener el bono, lo que es un centavo por cada libra que los compradores están pagando cuando compran su tomate en las compañías que están participando.
And while there are many new rights, there are also rights that have always existed in the books. They've always been part of the law. But for many years, these rights, although they existed, were not being enforced. Often in our communities, communities that are forgotten, communities that are very low-income communities, our rights are not respected, are not recognized, and are often put to the side in order to make sure that there's in order to benefit and to make profit for a small group of people. And in this case, often the people who are profiting the most from our labor were crew leaders. But today, not only do we have a whole new set of rights and we have existing rights being enforced, we also have the right to an increase in wages that comes thanks to the fair food, the bonus, the penny per pound bonus. And so for every pound of tomatoes that are purchased by participating corporations, workers are receiving an extra penny per pound.
También el derecho de no echar copete, como en la industria del tomate, cuando uno está piscando tomate, piden como copete, ¿verdad? Es como la cubeta de tomate, como bien llena. Esta cubeta pesa 32 libras, pero muchas de las veces cuando lleva el copete pesa más de 32 libras y el trabajador tenía que llenarla y si no, pues no se le daba ticket o se recibía la cubeta, pero no era pagado. Y ahora pues la cubeta está siendo pagado 50 centavos la cubeta y esto no ha subido un precio desde hace como 30 años, entonces eso es lo que estamos viendo que muchas de las veces como trabajadores hemos perdido mucho y ellos son los que han salido ganando siempre.
And so another really important right that is now finally being implemented thanks to the Fair Food Program is the elimination of the practice of overfilling buckets. Here in the fields of Florida, workers are required to fill 32-pound buckets. And often in the past, workers were forced to overfill the buckets. For every 32-pound bucket that was being filled, workers were paid 50 cents. And often in overfilling the buckets, the workers were being robbed of those wages. I believe that the figure was for every 10 buckets were picked, workers were giving one free bucket away because of this practice of overfilling. And also in talking about the bucket being paid at 50 cents, here you can understand a little bit better about the bonus. So when corporations buy from participating growers, they're not only paying 50 cents, but in fact, they're paying an additional 32 cents, which brings the price of the bucket up to 82 cents. Because for every pound, participating corporations are paying an extra penny. And so that's how we're seeing an increase in wages.
Oh, sí. Bueno, hay muchos temas importantes que se pueden tocar de nuevo día, como también lo del acoso sexual. Sabemos que eso es un delito muy grave si se comete aquí en los Estados Unidos, pero muchas de las mujeres habían estado sufriendo acoso sexual por parte de los contratistas, pero las mujeres no reportaban porque tenían miedo de perder su trabajo. La única entrada de dinero que tenían muchas de las veces era el trabajo que ellas tenían, entonces por eso no reportaban, por miedo, por vergüenza. Entonces muchas de las veces se quedaban calladas y nadie hacía nada para que estas mujeres pues tuvieran la oportunidad de hablar y de poder salir de esa situación que estaban pasando.
There's so many new themes that come up and so many new changes that are occurring thanks to the Fair Food Program. But another really important one that we believe is important to talk about is the theme of sexual harassment. In the past, women experienced it was endemic. I think there was a statistic that came out that a majority of women that were spoken to had experienced sexual harassment on behalf of crew leaders. And in the past, women had no recourse to address sexual harassment in the fields. There was no opportunity to report it. And not only that, women often feared reporting sexual harassment because it would mean that if they came back to work, they would be denied work as retaliation for having reported the sexual harassment. So for many years, women were silenced and were not able to seek justice for the types, these types of abuses that were occurring so often in the fields. But now, under the Fair Food Program, women can report sexual harassment, and there's zero tolerance for sexual harassment in the fields. And they no longer have to be silenced in the way that they were before. And they no longer have to make these decisions between feeding their children and between continuing to work in a place that in which they were experiencing sexual harassment in order to put food on the table and leaving a job. They can now work with dignity and be able to report any abuses that they encounter and not have to choose between being employed and feeding their children and their dignity.
Entonces, eso es lo que se está viendo ahorita con estos cambios, pero como dije anteriormente, por eso es que nosotros seguimos luchando para que los compradores como Publix, como Kroger, estén pues también en la mesa del diálogo, porque estamos teniendo todos estos cambios que se ve muy bonito, donde los trabajadores por primera vez tienen el respeto y tienen un salario más digno, y queremos que esto continúe. Lo que queremos es que ellos apoyen el programa para que mejor, ¿verdad?, que todos los trabajadores tengan la oportunidad de ser trabajadores que tengan esa dicha de trabajar con respeto y que ellos se sientan como seres humanos y no simplemente como una herramienta de trabajo.
And so that's why we continue to fight. We continue to fight to make sure that all these rights that we've gained, all these victories that we've realized can be extended to all workers and not just the workers on participating fields, so that every worker can have the ability to say, my right is being respected, so that every worker's humanity can be realized, and so that workers can no longer be seen as just objects or tools for the use of crew leaders or of growers.
Gracias, thank you for that. And that actually anticipates my next question of the kind of the next steps of the idea of the future. You all are living it with a new day now, but you're still in the struggle, right? And so what are the kind of next movidas or kind of strategy of the coalition and their allies?
Pues lo que nosotros vamos a seguir haciendo, eso es seguro, es seguir presionando a los supermercados para que vengan y apoyen al programa. Y pues en esto también está Wendy's, que también tenemos campaña con ellos, se ha iniciado esta campaña. Entonces nosotros vamos a seguir presionando a todos esos compradores que por muchos años se han beneficiado del sudor de los trabajadores, y es justo que ahora los trabajadores vean un poquito de su esfuerzo y que reciban algo por parte de esos compradores que por muchos años han estado teniendo millones y millones de ganancias, mientras los trabajadores no han tenido nada. Entonces eso es lo que nosotros queremos, seguir presionando a los compradores para que apoyen el programa, que los trabajadores sean respetados y por supuesto que tengan el salario que deberían de tener.
And so as we look forward, we are going to continue, as we move forward, we're going to continue pressuring these huge and powerful corporate buyers to do their part and help us make these changes in the fields, because for many, many years these corporate buyers have been making millions and millions of profits off the sweat of the brow of the worker. And now it's their time to do their part and join the Fair Food Program. And on one hand, we have our campaign with the supermarkets, with supermarkets like Publix, supermarkets like Kroger's, but we've also launched a new campaign called the Wendy's campaign, targeting the fast food chain, which much like Publix and Kroger's continues to make all these profits thanks to our labor. And it's time that they do their part to improve wages and not just make all these profits without recognition of the labor that makes those profits possible. And so one of the next, so I was going to talk a little bit more about, if that's okay, Elisa, about the Wendy's campaign. In fact, as part of the Wendy's campaign this coming month, from where the CIW has declared a national weekend of action, May 17th through May 19th. In New York City on May 23rd, will be the shareholder, will be Wendy's shareholder shareholders meeting. And so the coalition is hoping to call on allies across the nation to stand with farm workers and organize an action in a Wendy's in their community in order to continue to build this pressure up before the shareholder meeting in New York City. So once shareholders come, they can hear the voice of the workers and also the voice of all the allies that say that they're ready to take on this campaign on a national level, and that this is just the beginning. And so the coalition will be in New York City during those dates, and also there will be another solidarity action in Ohio at the corporate headquarters. But we as allies and also the coalition is asking for folks to do their part if they can to organize, whether it's a picket or a letter delegation in their own community, and to continue to raise awareness and to also continue putting that pressure on Wendy's. And that's one way folks can plug in to the campaign. I think I might have.
It's great. Thank you for answering my question of how folks, can walk with the Coalition of Mockley Workers and the Student Farm Worker Alliance and plug into this, connect our struggles in this way, right?
Yeah, and folks are always encouraged to get in contact with the Coalition and the Student Farm Worker Alliance by email or by phone, which we can provide at this moment or with link.
That will be up on our website.
Okay, yeah, and you know, we're always open to supporting folks. We'll be also this week, we're working on putting together an action packet, which has information on talking points. We all has a flyer that explains how to take creative action in your community. It has a little framework for a press release. In addition to that, folks can always write to the coalition requesting postcards, and they're postcards that can be signed by people in the community and mailed directly to the Wendy's headquarters in Ohio. And the postcard is basically urging Wendy's to enter into dialogue with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and to join the Fair Food Program.
Great, thank you. Are there any other last things that you'd like to share that maybe my questions didn't prompt or?
Pues nada más como hacer el llamado también a todos los estudiantes. Sabemos que siempre tienen una energía muy positiva. Los aliados que están aquí en la coalición trabajando con nosotros también son personas que siempre han tenido muy bonita participación. Entonces, no solamente los de aquí de Florida, sino que de diferentes estados que puedan involucrarse en nuestra campaña, apoyarlo, porque sabemos que durante estos años nuestra campaña no podría ser posible si nosotros no tenemos voces en otros lugares.
So the last thing I guess I would like to say is I would just really like to emphasize this call to students and to allies to do their part and to join us in this campaign for fair food. Allies who have taken part with us here in Florida have done so much to continue to move this campaign on, but it's been also the support of allies across the nation that have helped us realize the 11 victories we have so far and have helped us make this new day possible. And so it's this call to act and this call to participate so that we can continue to be powerful and successful in our movement.
Y ser parte también de este nuevo día tan bonito que nosotros como trabajadores estamos viviendo, también como creo que jóvenes también pueden tener una bonita experiencia de ver cómo todos los seres humanos tenemos derecho a ser tratados como personas. Y también pues pienso que como jóvenes también los estudiantes pueden participar mucho, también tener esa relación visitando el sitio web de la coalición, en donde pueden encontrar mucha información y sobre todo, pues paso a paso seguir las campañas que estamos haciendo próximamente.
And so, in addition, finally, I would also like to say that this new day has been made possible thanks to the involvement of youth, and youth always bring an incredible amount of energy to our movement. And so, I just would love to see more youth involved and to continue to struggle with us and be a part of this movement. And in addition, to check out our website, in which we have tons of information, and to just stay connected with the work that we do, wherever they may be.
Great, thank you. Thank you both for being with us and for sharing your word.
Pues gracias a ustedes por la oportunidad que nos dan. También siempre es muy bonito llevar este mensaje a muchas comunidades y gracias por el tiempo y que se la pasen muy bien.
So thank you very much for this opportunity to continue to spread the word about our work and to allow us to reach more people. And thank you so much for giving us this space and your time.